Chapter 34, A Trial of Patience.
Intellect, how do you plead?
Ask Judge Logic from his place on high.
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Did you or did you not impersonate a duly authorized enforcer of the Logical Code of Conduct?
I did, Your Honor.
Then I have no option but to fine you...
An honorable citizen does not stand by and observe injustice, Your Honor.
Did you say honorable citizen, Counselor Intellect?
Yes, Your Honor, for the beagle in question was guilty of no crime other than being where she was not wanted.
Counselor Intellect... The beagle in question was guilty not only of being where not wanted, but also of being what is not wanted as well. An honorable citizen does not protect what is not wanted.
Not wanted by whom, Your Honor?
Not wanted by the Logical Code of Conduct!
Roared the judge!
Beagles are undisciplined, reckless, dangerous animals that must be carefully confined. If beagles were allowed to roam free, they would likely...
Case Poindexter up a tree.
Interrupted intellect.
Save lives. Provide companionship. Guide us safely through dark forests. Bring us food when we were starving. Yes, Your Honor, I can see where that would create quite a problem.
Seething with barely controlled rage, Judge Logic whispered.
You have become dangerously unbalanced, Counselor Intellect, and I had such high hopes for you when you were younger.
I find it strange that you consider me unbalanced, Your Honor, for balance is precisely what I believe I have found.
You are a lawyer that smells of dog.
Spoke the judge in an ominous tone.
And yet you would speak to me of balance?
Bam! Went the gavel.
Sentencing is set for tomorrow. Now remove this criminal from my sight.
Reclining lazily beneath the judge's bench, Poindexter waved his tail like a cobra.